Welcome to this podcast about Sheringham Point and Strait of Juan de Fuca in British Columbia. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Sheringham Point is the site of a historic lighthouse on the southern shore of Vancouver Island, overlooking the Strait of Juan de Fuca, about 26 miles west-southwest of Victoria and 7 miles southeast of Jordan River, British Columbia. The point is between Otter Point to the east and Point No Point to the west. It was originally named Punta de San Eusebio in 1790 by Manuel Quemper, who sailed the Princesa Real into the Strait of Juan de Fuca with officers Lopez de Haro and Juan Carrasco. In 1846, Captain Henry Kellett of HMS Herald renamed it for Commander William L. Sheringham, known for his naval surveys aboard the Hudson's Bay Company Beaver. Vancouver Island is the main component of the Insular Belt, a geological region on the northwestern coast of North America. The island's geology consists mostly of rocks from the Rangelia terrain, formed during the Jurassic period near the equator. The terrain migrated and accreted to the North American continent by the Cretaceous period. Erosion-resistant pillow basalt forms Sheringham Point, part of the Metchosin volcanics that underlie most of southern Vancouver Island and are estimated at about 13,000 feet thick. Sheringham Point and the coastal fringe between Souk Inlet to the east and Jordan River to the west is the traditional territory of the Tsuk, or Souk, a Coast Salish people comprising several First Nations along the coast of British Columbia, Puget Sound, and northwestern Oregon. In about 1846, the Tsuk were nearly annihilated in a combined attack by the Cowichans, Clallams, and Ditnots. The survivors contacted Europeans relatively early through association with the Hudson's Bay Company and are signatories to the Douglas Treaties. In 1849, the London office of the Hudson's Bay Company outlined general principles authorizing James Douglas in Victoria to negotiate treaties with Coast Salish tribes of southern Vancouver Island. Douglas never called these agreements treaties, using instead such terms as purchases or deeds of conveyance. In spring 1850, he concluded 9 agreements covering Victoria, Metchosin, and Souk, 2 more in 1851 at Fort Rupert, 2 covering the Saanich Peninsula in 1852, and 1 at Nanaimo in 1854. The Tsuk Nation was left with 2 reserves around Souk Basin, totaling 165 acres. On the night of February 26, 1862, the sailing ship Anna Barnard, bound from San Francisco to Souk, was approaching Vancouver Island in winter darkness. Captain Olmsted could hear pounding surf, but thick fog prevented the crew from seeing shore and the ship struck rocks near Cape Flattery. 2 crewmen died, but the captain and 7 remaining men were rescued by the Macaw and transported first to Nitinot, then to Victoria, by canoe. In 1891, a lighthouse was built at Carmona Point to mark the entrance to the Strait of Juan de Fuca. In 1906, SS Valencia, bound from San Francisco to Seattle, missed the entrance and shortly before midnight on January 22nd struck a reef near Pachina Point. The official death toll was 136, only 37 men survived. Although Carmona Point Lighthouse marked the northern entrance, many nautical miles of darkness remained before ships entering from the north would see the light at Race Rocks. This dark void disappeared in 1912 with the establishment of Sheringham Point Lighthouse. In 2010, after almost 100 years of service, the Canadian Department of Fisheries and Oceans declared the light station and surrounding lands surplus. Today, the Sheringham Point Lighthouse Preservation Society and Capital Regional District are working together to restore the station and create a public park. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the west coast of North America at coastview.org.